I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state public health department confirms the first West Nile virus death in the state this year. A LaSalle County resident died after becoming ill this month. Spokesperson Melanie Arnold says many infected with the virus will not have symptoms, but everyone should take precautions against mosquito bites.
Mosquitoes are equal opportunity biters. They're pretty much going to bite anybody that is around that is not protected with insect repellent or through clothing. But the risk of severe illness is greater for people who are older than 50, and those that are immunocompromised.
Last year, 90 cases of West Nile virus were reported in Illinois, including 8 deaths. Arnold says the risk remains until the first hard frost of the year. In other news, Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a measure that would have given Illinois schoolteachers a base salary of $40,000 by 2022. Now, sponsoring Senator Andy Menar says he's hoping to save it. Dusty Rhodes has more.
More than 300 Illinois school districts currently pay teachers salaries that are under that $40,000 mark, even with a master's degree. Some say this pay scale is a major factor in the current teacher shortage. Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill, calls it a crisis.
And it's not going to get better just because we wish it. It's going to get better with bold policy change. And I'm disappointed the governor couldn't see that, and he doesn't understand the issue enough to know it, because this bill should have gotten his signature.
The bill earned a veto-proof majority in the Senate, but fell short by 6 votes in the House. In his veto message, Rauner called the bill an unfunded mandate and suggested that teacher pay could be based on performance. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
A former Peoria police officer who was fired for inappropriate social media use says his posts are protected under the First Amendment. The Journal Star reports Jeremy Lehman is asking a federal judge to declare his off-duty Facebook posts protected. Lehman's lawsuit lists 6 statements that allegedly led to his February termination from the police department after 17 years of employment. City Attorney Don Leist declined to comment, but the attorney for the union that represents Peoria's police officers says the lawsuit is about protecting Lehman's rights. He says the Illinois Police Benevolent and Protective Association is trying to determine where the line should be drawn for police officers when they are not acting in their official capacity. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller with your WSIU News. Soybean farmers will reap most of the $12 billion in government aid meant to lessen the impact of tariffs. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck has more on the package that was announced earlier this week.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue touted the program, saying,
"The program that we are announcing today will allow time for the president to strike the long-lasting trade deals that will benefit our entire economy."
East Central Illinois soybean farmer Doug Schroeder says the $3.6 billion that'll be doled out to soybean farmers starting in September will help, but it's just a short-term fix.
Soybean farmers don't want aid. They just want free trade and the ability to market our products in a free environment.
Commodities like corn, wheat, dairy, and hogs will also get direct monetary payouts, but not nearly as much, and another round of payouts may come later this year. The government also plans to promote trade in new markets and buy up food to donate to food pantries. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
The city of Marion says it either destroyed or otherwise didn't maintain documents regarding the financing of public improvements at the Illinois Star Center Mall. That admission came in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. The owners of Illinois Star Center LLC filed a complaint last year against the city, seeking an equitable accounting of the city's financing at the Illinois Star Center Mall and the surrounding area in Marion. The complaint alleges there were several unexplained transfers totaling several million dollars out of designated accounts to pay off the bonds that were used to pay the developer of the mall and the surrounding area. The mall opened in 1991, but has become increasingly vacant in recent years. I'm Jennifer Fuller.